Castlegar native R. Hager says getting involved in politics isn't a job she's gunning for, but that's exactly why she decided to step on the Stronger BC Young Leaders Council last year.
I really wanted to bring my voice to the people in power. I thought it's important to speak up for youth who maybe don't have access to, you know, meetings with government officials. I wanted to speak for fellow youth.
Hager, now 19 and studying environmental engineering, was one of the members of the Cross Region Youth Council who met with New BC Premier David Eby at the end of November to share her perspectives on issues facing youth.
Talked about gender equity. We've talked about mental health and addictions. We've talked about the gig economy. We've talked about circular economies as well. Quite a wide variety of things, but anything that impacts youth.
On the agenda for the talk, a range of social justice issues which Hager says are having an impact on young people here in the Kootenays.
Climate change is really important to me. Mental health and addictions is something else that I want to talk more about. Also education. University is very expensive, and that's a challenge for some people.
It's things Hager feels strongly about and wants to change, but she doesn't want to go into politics, which is why she can bring new perspective in talks with the province.
But I also think it's really important that voices are being heard that are not from people who are planning to go into politics, because that's sometimes a very specific kind of voice.
The Stronger BC Youth Council is led by Nelson Creston, MLA Brittany Anderson, who is also the Premier's special advisor on youth. She said the input the Youth Council members are giving has already made changes to the work they're doing as a government. Reporting for KCR News, I'm John Roone.